Bruce by email, you can write him bruce@heartlandstrategy.org. That's Heartland Strategy, one word, HEARTLANDSTRATEGY.org. Or the website is www.heartlandstrategy.org. Mailing address is Bruce DeLay, Strategic Christian Services, P.O. Box 819, Cleveland, Oklahoma, 74020.
Well, thanks to Ray Kane for reading that information so well. And Ray, if you're listening today, I sure miss you. Hope to see you real soon. Ray's over in the Oklahoma City area. Some of you have enjoyed Ray when he's been here in the studio with us, and we hope to have him in here again sometime soon. Well, we're talking to Val Smith. We're talking about Noah's Ark, and there's some right now relevance to things like Noah's Ark, which are signs in the earth, pointing us to God, pointing us to the fact that the Bible is true. Even historically, it's true. When even preachers, you know, my daughter went to a church one day and came back and said, "Dad, the pastor was our Sunday school teacher, and he told us that all those stories in the Old Testament weren't really true. They were just analogies, and they were just helping us understand principles, and that none of that really happened. There was no Adam and Eve. There was no Noah in the ark. None of that was real." Well, when you begin to find Noah's ark, you know, 6,300 feet up into the Ararat mountain range, and what are you going to do with that? You know, you have to see that God's word is truth. And so, Val, thanks once again for being here with us today. I know the time goes by too fast, but you're available to go and speak to groups and show some information, even maybe show your DVD and discuss it. And you can obviously contact us to find out how to get a hold of Val. His website is throneofgod.com, real easy. But what happens to people? What are the responses and reaction that people have when you give this information and show them, you know, right there, video and pictures and information about Noah's Ark?
Well, that's been the real interesting thing, is because, you know, there's a lot of people that are just, wow, this is great, because visually they can see it, and it lines up with the word that's hidden in their heart. And then I get, and of course, there's always different reactions, but there's the thousand-yard stare, which is like the deer in the headlights. Well, okay. But you know, and then sometimes I've had people tell me, "Well, I don't need Noah's Ark. I have faith."
Right, that's
fine. And you know
fine.
What? Praise God. That's wonderful. How about your neighbor?
There you go.
You know, your neighbor who has been sitting over there has heard all their life about Jesus and God and been around. You know, you're going to a church down the street. They could go there too, but for whatever reason, they've decided to reject that or to state, you know. But anyway, let's take out that part that it can't be proven. Let's take that in and show them that DVD or show them that newspaper, Discovery Times, or whatever it takes. For now, you've got to take a good look. And right. What I've discovered is that these discoveries are great to open up with people and get them to start talking about something, and it inevitably leads into the gospel of Christ.
And there may be somebody that one of our listeners knows that they would like to give one of these DVDs to. It's simply a way for, like, that person then can go home, watch it on their own television, you know, quietly in their house, and it will begin to cause them to wonder about the Lord, wonder about, maybe it's somebody you praying for to receive Christ. This would be a great tool to
sure.
get them realizing that the Bible is true.
And you know, we've kind of, as we came together, we talked about some of these things, and one of the things is that, yeah, we went ahead and we got a copyright for this material because we don't want anybody out there mass making it or putting it out in whatever
version. Sure, altering
it. You get one of these DVDs, you want to make a copy and give it to a friend, we're all for it.
Right.
I tell you what, you know, there's treasure in heaven. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so we're just thrilled. I've talked to you and I've told you, you know, how privileged I feel to be in just that percentage that, for whatever reason, God has allowed me to know these things, because I'm certainly not worthy. And but through Jesus' blood and his righteousness, you know, we can stand before the Father, and we'll be able to, we can go boldly into this world because we fear God. We don't have to fear anything else.
That's it. Even when you're being pushed around a little bit by Kurds in northern Turkey.
Well, I had a big boy with me.
But these guys, I mean, this is the serious deal.
Yeah, you're in their country, and that's a different place.
You had to, change hotels and some things because of a little bit of
we thought that might be
flexing.
Wise.
Yeah.
And it was. And God worked things out, and I believe that we were able to go into Kazan. We were actually invited in for chai, which never happens.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it's a little, it's a stiff tea drink, and boy, you drink that stuff, and you can walk down to the ARC site and back. And it really helped, and things just went so well. And that's why we felt like we really need to share this right. video, because, you know, a lot of times you'll go and you won't get to see this place, or something will happen. You know, the thing can be declared under martial law at any time. So it's like I say, it's not dangerous. I would certainly encourage anybody to take a tour with people that know, and to have somebody there on site. I went with anchorstone.com, which Bill Fry, who's since passed away since that trip. So we've kind of remembered him and Ron Wyatt in this video. But obviously, we just really wanted to say, okay, here's what the Bible says about where the Ark is. Here's the video. And the verses that we put at the end were Matthew 24, 38, and 39, and you've been reading those. As in the days, you know, they're giving in marriage, and they're doing all these things. We're doing the same things. But one of these days, Jesus is coming back. And it says they're swept away like a flood.
Wow.
And so that's an immediate thing. That's not something that, you know, that we're looking for this big buildup to. Christ is coming to get us.
Well, and is it, as in the days of Noah, which are, when you read Genesis chapter 6, it says they were filled with violence and corruption. We're living in that today. And even, you know, in America, here, the home of the free and the brave, literally we are dealing with a moral decay and the decline of our society in such a way morally that is unprecedented, you know, in the 200 plus years that we've been here. And
maybe the hardest place to minister to in the entire world.
That's true. A friend of mine said he only goes and ministers where there's war or pestilence or famine.
That's because they're ready.
Because they need God.
They need God.
America is, you know, well, hey, we're increased with goods. We're, you know, we got the prosperity gospel. Hey, after all. So, and he says, no, you don't realize you're poor, wretched, blind, and naked. And you're in need of God and what God has for you.
They rely on God for their daily needs.
Wow.
You know, that is just, it's, and to see those people out there and to know what they know and to see that they've accepted this site, you know.
Well, thanks for sharing about Noah's Ark with us today. Throneofgod.com is Val Smith's website. You can go there and contact him if you want to talk to him about coming in and speaking and presenting some of this information visually to a group or a church. And also, if you don't have a computer and you want to contact him through me, you're welcome to do so. 460-1170. You can call here and don't even have to go on the air. You can just ask for information and we can get that to you. But appreciate, Val, you being here with us today.
Thanks.
You're an example to me of what we're going to be talking about next week. You know, some men of God don't drive Mercedes-Benzes, and they don't wear $500 suits and things like that. I mean, you're not to say you're looking bad today, but you look pretty casual and normal to me, and yet somehow there's an American culture, an American, you know, theology that says a preacher and a man of God has to have some type of haircut and some type of outfit. Well, next week, for an hour and a half, we're going to be talking with David Maloney, a guy who goes all around America, and he has a word in his heart about the modern-day money changers. And I'm just going to watch him burn and throw gas on the fire for an hour and a half, because I guarantee you we're going to get into this topic about the abuse of finances in the body of Christ. And that's bad enough, but what really hurts my heart is every dollar that gets flushed down a religious toilet doesn't go to the things that it's supposed to go to. And so things are lacking, wanting, coming behind, and those things, and those righteous soldiers, like we talked about the military families earlier in the show, who are on food stamps, sometimes it's the men of God that are in the trenches doing the work that really need to be funded in some of these things, and yet all the money's going somewhere else, and that's unrighteous, and that's not necessary. And so I hope you'll tune in next week for David Maloney as we get into modern-day money changers. It should be a real barn burner. Thanks again, Val, for being with us.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say in closing here?
You know, I don't know how much time we've got, but it says in the Bible in 2 Peter 2 and 6, it talks about turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ash and condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample. You know, I had a little trouble with that word. I thought, oh, that means example. But in studying it, you find that ensample in the Greek is actually, the definition is a visible example, something that can be witnessed in the physical universe.
Wow.
And this is what God is doing. He is giving this for our edification, for the lost, and for us to stand firm, because persecution's coming. I mean, it's here.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for sharing that. We'll take a real quick call. We got one caller that's been holding on. Robert, you're on the Heartland. What's on your mind? We just have a moment.
Oh, I just missed. I wanted to ask Val a question.
Go ahead.
About the Noah's Ark.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, one thing he could look for to prove that that's the true Noah's Ark is around the water line of the Ark, look for a lot of fingernail claw marks to prove if it's the real Ark or not.
I'm afraid the remains are...
I don't think that was funny.
It's funny in the sense that geologically and archaeologically, you have to understand that over 4,000 years, things deteriorate, and it's not that simple that you look for claw marks. But that's all the little laughter was. Go ahead. You want to address that?
Well, how do you?
It's a ridiculous question. Yeah,
exactly.
It was making a statement instead of asking actually a question. But thanks so much for listening to Heartland today. We always appreciate you listening and appreciate our sponsors, those who help us with our airtime. If you'd like to know how to sponsor and help Heartland, you can certainly contact me to do so. Our prayers go out, by the way, to Jim Hanna this week, who has had some time in the hospital, a friend of mine, and praying for your quick healing. Also to Jim Scott, who's going to undergo a procedure this week. We are praying for you, Jim, and thank you for your support of this program. Next week, David Maloney and the Modern Day Money Changers. I hope you'll be here for it. It's going to be absolutely tremendous. This is Heartland.